It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Hey, welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Geez, the things we do off the air are sometimes can't be on the air, and this was a good one. But anyway, hope you're up and about and getting ready to create some grill envy in your backyard on a weekend here. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
Hey, thanks, Jop. And you are correct. The FCC would have a problem with our conversation.
Pre-show banter.
As well as Jethro ownership.
It's our last show.
Oh, there's no signal. What happened?
Right, yeah.
Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. It's fun to sit around and talk about things we like to grill. And this one is some things we like to grill and maybe some things that we're just saying, what do you think?
Right. Because it's
meatless.
We're gonna take you down some uncharted water here.
Imagine that.
Yeah, right. Because today's show, we're gonna do everything we can. Not sure we're gonna be successful, but we're gonna do everything we can to not talk about any meat. And we're gonna do some vegetables on the grill because garden season, they're starting to be plentiful.
Do you have a garden?
Kind of.
Some potted plants.
I have potted plants. Yeah. We just got
probably our tomatoes.
We got first two. The first two turned red, and so we've had those, and then I've got peppers, four or five different kinds of peppers growing in pots, and then I got my herbs. I guess I got basil.
You
I got
just
thyme.
Buy it in the store now. It's legal.
I understand, but it's kind of fun to grill it, and I got a recipe a little bit later where I'm going to take you down my basil trail.
That's funny. Yeah. That's good. Hey, I've been working on my deck for like a month.
Or two.
And I pretty much got
You're healed from the deck injuries.
Yeah, there's still maybe one scar.
So I'm thinking it's been at least a month. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's so nice to see. The thing's 44. The one I was working on is 44 feet long. I have three or four different
levels.
Decks and sections.
Yep.
But the main big one is 12 by 44, and that's a lot of boards.
That is.
Yeah, the worst part was pulling the old ones up because they were probably 23 years old, or 33 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't owe you anything, did they?
I built it in 90, I believe.
Yeah.
So, I learned a lot, of course, since I jumped into lumber business about a year ago. And I'm talking to a lot more builders now, especially about decks, as I look at my awful deck and try and figure out what to do with it. I'm very happy with the fact that I did not do synthetic because I have an extra $20,000 that I would not have.
Right, yeah.
And if this one lasted me 33 years, I'm 65. I think when I'm 98, if I have to replace it, I'm going to get some oil and a match.
Yeah.
And then by then
you'll need to teach your grandkids that skill.
I better do it before then.
Yeah.
But I have done some experiments with, every year if you own a deck, you're always trying to figure out what to do to make it look better, to protect it. And womanized wood back then when I put it on was a new thing. We didn't know a lot. And
right.
What we did know, we didn't know properly.
Right.
We were misled or we didn't know things like, well, gosh, the arsenic in the old womanized wood would actually eat your bolts. So if you have an old deck and you lagged it to the house like many of us did,
right?
You might want to grab some of the new coated lags, and they have much nicer drives on them now. You can do it with your cordless and big heads, and you don't need to do what I did, drill it and washers and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I found that out when a section of my deck actually broke free as I was filling a hot tub.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
A lot of weight.
Yeah.
A lot of weight on there.
And I had it doubled up and everything. But no, what I found was that the head or the first inch of the shaft that was through the 2x12
right.
was gone. It had been eaten.
Wow.
Yeah. And so now, of course, I have it very heavily lagged with all the new technology. But that's just a good thing to know. The other thing I found is that using this Thompson's Water Seal or whatever the Ace brand is, or all these people have these sealants, they just don't last.
Right.
So I've been doing test patterns with different things. And what I found is that my dad's advice is still good. Linseed oil has done the best job. So I'm going to do, I ordered 5 gallons, and I'm going to do this whole new deck in linseed oil in about a week when it comes in.
Is it a tinted one or is it clear?
No, linseed oil is just oil. You could actually use vegetable oil, but the ants would have a heyday with it. But
where do they grow linseeds?
I think it's made out of flax. So you should have a lot of it. You should have a lot of it.
Rather than flux, right?
Yeah.
Reflux.
But I did a little test pattern, and I put some over on a small section that's not necessarily out in main view. And as soon as I put it down, I showed it to my wife, and she said, "Yeah, that's nice." And it's still, you can still see that little spot where the oil was. Whereas when you put down a water seal, it stays on top and it's gone in months.
Yep.
It just,
especially in wear areas.
Yeah.
Like in front of doors and walkways and stuff.
And when it rains, it's very slippery.
Right.
So
I was worried about the oil maybe being slippery. No, it
absorbs.
Okay.
And that's what I think might be the difference, is the wood actually soaks it up. I used to have a really nice speedboat, and it had a little sun deck on the back with some strips of teak that I would have to put teak oil on. And when I did that, it just popped, and looked gorgeous. Yeah. And this is kind of the same thing. It's
so
like teak oil.
You need to get the Thompson's or the Dutch Boy or whatever flavor water repellent off your deck before you
it
goes right through it. That doesn't make it pool.
I mean, if you did it last year, it's already gone. It doesn't last. That's my point. Is it's topical. It doesn't really absorb. It's like Teflon or something. And like if you're power washing or washing your deck, like you and I talk about, you know, you're taking it right off anyway. So my guess is this linseed oil is going to be my best bet. And it's slightly cheaper, and I think I can get 2 years on a deck. And I don't know. It's just really nice having good-looking wood, and I can't wait to get that nice protection that linseed oil is going to do for me. And there's no patent. You know, God made it.
Right.
Not Monsanto or somebody, whoever makes Thompson's.
Right. Somebody has to produce it and squish all those lins to get the oil.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Okay. Canola.
Yeah.
Might be a good use for canola oil. It's not good for your body.
Right. And it doesn't taste really
good. But, you know, any type of oil on wood is beneficial.
Sure.
Because it's going to take a beating with the sun. So, I don't know.
Or the rain. This week we had a couple inches where I live. I don't know about the rest of you, but I literally had to go out and discharge the pool. It was overflowing the filter system, and it just had way too much water in there, and it couldn't pour out fast enough. So I just, you know, poured some out the back and let her go. But
I appreciated the rain. It filled mine back up, because mine slowly leaks. Every 3 or 4 weeks I have to add water because of... You know, all the underground lines and all the stuff. You know, there's leakage.
Yeah, you don't think that's evaporation?
Well, there's that too.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, absolutely. Another good reason to keep your solar cover on.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, and if your Labrador jumps in the middle of it, it keeps them from drowning. So that's good.
Well, another reason to keep your solar cover on is because your chlorine does not dissipate as fast.
Right.
But the rain does actually mess with your alkalinity and your pH. So since we had all this rain, get your little test strips out there and see have to drive that pH down a little bit, which will drive your alkalinity down.
Go get a mortgage and get your pool chemicals to fill it up again.
Linseed oil.
Right. Yeah, right. Maybe you could grow some lins out back and make your own oil.
This is nonsense.
But anyway, evidently we were going to talk about vegetables, but is wood a vegetable? I don't think so.
I guess it is.
Right. Yeah. Maybe
a mineral.
I've had woody vegetables though. You know, so that asparagus that's as big around as your thumb. Mm-hmm. You don't want to eat any of that.
Is that where we're going with this?
Well, I don't know. It was woody.
Yeah. But, well, thanks for joining the grilling guys. It's just a bolt of lightning.
Deck
in here.
Day. It was deck day for the first segment. So we'll
don't be a deckhead.
We'll pick it up a little bit as we move forward, because now we have a whole segment worth of content that we can talk about that we really didn't.
Wow.
But anyway, that's good. That's good, because vegetables are a good thing, and we're going to talk about them. Most of the time I marinate them, but we're going to talk about that too. So.
Yeah, and you know, we didn't talk about the grilled baby vegetables in the first segment, so let's do that, because marinating is a big deal.
Stick with us, baby. No linseed oil next segment.